hi, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fire It Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio. Today we have Ragini Michaels, author of an upcoming book in May of 2010 called Inflammable. 2012, excuse me. It came out in the past, so it's coming out in the future, 2012. Write it down on your calendars. Six steps to staying peaceful, happy, no matter what. Peaceful and happy, no matter what. So we're talking about the fear of failure and how to overcome it. And this is one of the, you know, a lot of the people that I coach are generally professional people at work. They have awful work-life balance. They sometimes get frozen up in terms of meetings and knowing what to say and, you know, work way too many hours. And a lot of this, I think, is related to this fear of failure. I mean, when it goes down to what fear is operating, it's usually this fear of failure. How would you define what the fear of failure is?
Well, it's being frightened that you're not going to succeed, to put it differently. But if we look at it a little closer in the light of what we've been talking about in the earlier segments, it really fear of failure has to do with your fear of surviving, your fear that you won't be safe in the world anymore. And that's because it's not because there's a real danger out there, like a tornado or a grizzly bear or somebody with a gun who's after you. It is actually a conditioned belief that's there that failure says something about who you are and therefore it is a threat to your survival. If you fail, it'll say something about you, your identity. If you fail, it says something about your value. If you fail, it says something about your worth. These are the three things that rest heavy on your unconscious mind and your conscious shoulders when you are frightened of failure. It threatens your identity, it threatens your value, and it threatens your sense of worth.
Right, and you're saying, and just to go back, because not everyone may know what the word conditioned response means, but it's from, you know, the feedback that we get from society, our parents, our culture, whatever that culture may
be. It's what you're taught, basically.
What you're taught.
Everything you're taught, from your ancestral stories down to your parents' stories to your cultural stories.
Right, so if we do the fear of identity, if you fail, then you're no longer going to be the golden girl or boy, right? That's like if you're identified with being the golden girl or boy, you've lost that identity, right?
That's correct.
So then fear of value, it kind of feels the same way, but what would a fear of value? If you fail, then you have no value to me.
That's right, because you're a loser and you aren't contributing.
Okay, so these are like the deep, dark places
you,
we go.
And if you aren't contributing, you have no worth.
Right, okay.
How's that?
I always love you. So here's these lovely statements. These are really what register in our minds, right?
This is generally speaking, with little tweaks and changes here and there, what is going on in most unconscious minds in the Western world.
Right.
Because these are heavy conditionings and they're accepted to be the truth.
Right.
They're not just a teaching or an idea. Most of us carry it as a truth, and it's a truth that's dangerous to our survival in the world.
Right. And you talk about the unconscious mind a lot. So that's, you know, you're not aware of it during the day. But like in the background, processing in the background.
So much of the anxiety and stress that people feel today is actually directly related to the fear of failure, the fear that you won't get your paper done on time, the fear you won't get the project done on time, the fear you're going to receive negative feedback, the fear that your other members on your team won't like your idea or will reject your idea, the fear that you can't get along with the other members on your team, the fear that your anger will come up and disrupt the team and you'll get rejected.
Right.
I mean, all of these things relate to, oh my God, any of those that happen will make negative statements about who I am. That will affect my value in the world, in the team, in my life, at home, and that will affect my sense of worth and self-esteem.
Right.
So it's heavily loaded. It's a heavy package, fear of failure, to carry around.
Right. And so if you go, if we, in one of the segments that we did about what is the fear of the unknown, one of the suggestions that you made is that you had a process that you used. For the first one is to be really clear about your worst case scenario.
Right.
So in this particular case, the worst case scenario is I have no worth. But it gets, I mean, is that the worst it gets or?
Well, I have no worth, and therefore, if I'm not careful, everyone will see that I have no worth. And if I lose this job, it will be obvious that I have no worth. Or another example that's different from work, if you're a woman and you don't have a husband or a man in your life, oh, my goodness, I hear this in my office a lot.
Right.
It's obvious because it shows everywhere that you don't have a man in your life.
Right.
What does that mean about you as a woman?
Right.
What does it mean about your value? What does it mean about your worth?
Right. I'm a failure as a woman. I don't have any, I'm not even recognized as an entity without the Mrs. or whatever.
That's
comment.
Right.
And then I have no worth as an individual and part of the community. I mean, where does it go?
Right. I can't even get a partner. And that's what all human beings have. I'm such a failure. And it's one of those things that's stamped on the outside of you, just like if you don't have a job.
Right. Right.
So
it's
the worst case,
so what?
You.
Who cares if you're a failure? I mean, so what? What?
So worst case scenario, you lose everything you have in your life. You lose your money, you lose your friends, you lose your house, you lose your partner.
Oh, and then you're on the street again with the light in the back.
And you are alone.
Okay.
And in this kind of scenario, fear of failure oftentimes equates with being alone.
Okay.
You are such a pariah. Nobody wants to be around a failure. So you will be alone.
Okay.
And then you will really be in danger. So again, your survive, it always comes back to the core fear of, can I survive without success?
Mm-hmm.
And most of our unconscious minds go, my goodness, no, you have to get rid of failure. You must always succeed 100% of the time. And if you fail, hide it.
Right.
Don't show anybody, right?
Absolutely.
And this is the unconscious process. Now, many of you listening may say, I understand this, Ragini. And you may very well understand it consciously.
Mm-hmm.
The point is, look and see how you actually behave in the presence of some of these potential fears.
Mm-hmm.
And see if your unconscious mind has shifted in this awareness with you. If it has not, then you need to put some work in to get the unconscious mind in alignment with what you know to be true, which is failure is not the end of everything.
Right.
It's not the end of anything. It's just the end of a particular experience, which you learn from and then you go on.
Yeah, and I think actually one of the things that you've said to me once that I thought was very astute is that if you reframe failure into just feedback, it's feedback, but you need to do something different.
That's right.
It's not about that you suck, you're not good at this, you're a failure, you'll be all alone. It's none of those things. It's just feedback.
It's just feedback.
But you got to do something differently. And if you just, and to me, that at least was the most helpful. Like, okay, I wasn't frozen in an action because I was afraid that I'd fail. It's like, I have to keep on moving forward and keep on doing, and then I'll get feedback, and then I'll know. I mean, I think that was a good reframe in some ways.
Good. That's good. In like a job or a relationship, when you can't leave and you can't fight, you tend to move into paralysis. So you don't have any other option, and that feels in itself like a failure.
Right.
So when you're in paralysis, you must understand that the only options you have are not ones that you feel you can take.
Right.
So
flight, or can you tend and befriend?
You might be able to tend and befriend. You might be able to. Women tend to do better in frightening situations than men do, actually.
Right.
Because they only have two options, whereas women have those two plus tend and befriend.
Right.
This is kind of like new research in the last 20 years or so.
Yeah.
It's not all that common, but there are studies on it. If you want to look it up on the internet, I'm sure you'll find some.
Interesting. So let's use the, when we had talked in a previous segment about what is the fear of the unknown, you had said that really the process is going to the worst case, going to the best case, and then building new neural pathways. Viewing the best case and then imagining and feeling the best case. So in this context of fear of failure, do you have, some clients that you've worked with? How have you worked with them in this scenario?
Well, the curious thing about this, and this takes you right into my work, which is about paradox and polarities, is that when you have a fear of failure, there is almost an equal fear of success on the other side. So success and failure, it's true, and it's interesting to note that once people start to overcome their fear of failure, they run right smack into the face of their fear of success. So fear is such a permeating emotion. To be able to become friends with your fear, make it your ally instead of your enemy. It can be a great advisor. And it can show you what you're frightened of. So when we get here to the next segment, we're going to talk a little about success. Is that right? Okay.
Yep.
Because these two go together. Success
so
and failure go together.
Okay, good. Ragini Michaels, who speaks internationally about finding happiness and peace on Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. If you want to know more about Ragini or want to know more about the fear of failure or failure of success, which is in the next segment, then listen up to Fired Up with CJ, located at www.firedupwithcj.com.